Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Yeah, we just turned up the headphones a little bit.
It's Friday.
Just blew out my eardrums.
Is it TGIF?
It's TGIF. Remember, it only means it's only two more working days till Monday. There we go. Okay, hey, look, we're going to have a great show. It's been a great week. You know, this week we've had Monday through Thursday, we had the young entrepreneurs coming up with some great ideas for the future of how we do business in Reading. And I tell you, you know, they are fearless, you know, the men and women that are out there. You know, as they say, you know, they have skin in the game. They've got money out there. Some of them have their houses, you know, mortgaged out just to make it work. But they had some great ideas.
These are the guys that I always say are the mogul mentality. You know, the guys that die hard down the black diamonds. I love it.
Oh, down, yeah.
Well, I say that because, you know, it's kind of an analogy that when I was skiing, I liked a long, intermediate slope. That's how I like to see.
You know, you know what I did to Black Diamonds?
Once
it was an accident. I wasn't looking where I was going, and at that point it was too late. So it was an interesting run down the hill.
Hey, we want to welcome Eric this morning, sitting in for Bob Alonji. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, we have Bad Bob. We could have Evil Eric.
No, that's my evil twin, Skippy.
You're not an evil person, so no. We'll find out something else later.
You've got a killer military cut going on.
Yeah, he does.
Do you like my summer hair? I mean, it is. It reminds me of Mr. Mickich. Mr. Mickich was my eighth grade.
There is nobody named Mr. Mickich.
And he wore wingtips, and you can hear him click down the hall.
Have you ever known anybody
like that?
Wingtips.
Wingtips, and they click down going down the hall, and you knew when Mr. Mickich was around. You better be straightened up.
Mr. Mickich, now, is this somebody that would be like, hey, you want to stay after school?
No. No. He was a very strict former military man who taught math.
Then he's okay.
And you knew that he ran a tight ship, and that was all there was to it. So anyway, Eric, sorry about the whole sidebar there with Mr. Mickich, but everybody's got one of those in their lives, and your haircut.
This is a compromise between me and my wife. This is so much easier to take care of, but she wants hair to run her fingers through, so wintertime I'll grow it out. And usually the first time the cut, like Carl walked in and wondered who was sitting at his in his radio station playing with his computer there. So.
Well, you know, you could always grow the hair on your body, too. You know, instead of getting waxed or something.
Yeah, no.
Hey, we're going today we have a couple of different things going on. Here we have,
really?
Well, first of all, we're going to talk about the seniors, the Golden Umbrella, with our guest. And he'll be in a few minutes, but then we're have another spotlight on business, and then we're having the Democratic candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives is going to be our guest today, starting at 8 o'clock, and then into our 12 o'clock town hall meeting. And this is going to be a pretty important year when we're talking about elections, because right now it looks like Senator Harry Reid is going to pull the reconciliation card, and they're going to use that to vote on health care, if they can get it out of Congress. Right now, they don't even have enough votes to get it out of Congress, but we'll be talking about that in a while.
Okay, there's also a heavy mountain snow developing later today in the evening. An incoming winter storm was moving into the northern coastal mountains early this morning. It's going to continue to spread south and east today, and snow is going to linger in the northern and central Sierra Nevada mountains into early Saturday. It is a kind of severe weather warning going to hit later today, but currently it is 47 degrees, and let's see if I can...
It's
the 12th of March!
There you go.
Tomorrow.
12th of March.
Tomorrow night.
Halfway there.
The Italia Fest.
That's right. Festa Italiana.
We are going to be there and have the best time. Pissarro Hall. Tickets are still for sale. give us a call here at 605-4567, and we'll hook you up with Kathleen, who's got the tickets for sale. This is the party of the year tomorrow night. That'd be great. Italian of the year.
Italian of the year will be selected. That's right.
Italian food made by the A-Team and such.
Dancing.
Oh, man, with the Lou White Band.
Linda may or may not sing.
Oh, I'll get up and do a couple Louis Prima, Keeley Smith tunes with Lou, you know.
Okay. All right, calling the bot, Free Fire Radio. We've got a big day today, and we got the weekend coming up. We'd like to hear what you're going to be doing. There's an event out at IGO we like need to talk about also tomorrow. Calling the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Sheer bliss. That's how I wake up every morning since the purchase of my Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Cresson's Mattress Gallery. No more aching back, no more tossing and turning, all because Natura and Mother Nature have mastered the art of combining comfort and durability by bringing together latex, wool, cotton, and bamboo to give a great night's sleep every night. Now with a special purchase, Cresson's Mattress Gallery is passing the savings on to you with 30, 40, and 50% off. Don't miss this chance to sleep like a kid again. These prices are limited to stock on hand. Hurry in to see Steve and Sonny and let them show you the mattress that will give you blissful sleep also. 1 year same as cash, OAC, free local delivery or free bed frame, and always free haul away of your old mattress. Adjustable beds, conventional latex beds, and chemical-free organic beds. Choose from several models and save up to 50% off the regular price. Only at your locally owned Cresson's Mattress Gallery. Reading's exclusive Natura mattress dealer, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down, the mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Good morning, Reading. This is KCNR 1460. Shout out to Sharon and Jerry. Thanks for a great night last night. Promised we'd say hello. Hey, today, do you know what?
It's you guys are probably sleeping in.
Yeah, well, you know, at least we can tell them we said hello.
That's right.
100% chance of rain today.
100%?
Not just 100% chance of rain, as we were talking about. Going to be high near 51. Again, showers likely tonight. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy. But they're up in the foothills. We're talking snow. So the weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. We're stocked full of guests today.
We are. And, you know, we're going to bring in our first guest in here in a couple of minutes. But talking about, you know, we're having, as everybody knows, the city council and the unions have been going at it for a while. And starting Monday, it looks like the city and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers are going to have a open meeting, which is a little bit different. If you look at a story in the Record Searchlight, the city's offered the electrical workers a one-year contract with a 3% pay raise and other benefits, and the contract would cost the city about $300,000 a year. And it wouldn't come out of taxpayers, it would come out of the general fund. So and there's a lot more to the story than just that. But the big thing is that it's going to be in the open on Monday. They've always been having these meetings behind closed doors. But this one on Monday is going to see what happens if they don't accept concessions. Will it go to mediation? Will it just go to a vote that says, hey, we're going to do it anyway? And the meeting's going to be on Monday at 6:15 p.m. in the Reading City Council. That's at City Hall, 1777 Cypress Avenue. So it should be an interesting, it could be a pretty much of an interesting meeting. Now, I'm sure that union workers will be there, and the city staff to be talking about it. But I would recommend, if you want to see your city officials, your city leaders in action, this is probably a good place to go Monday night. As I have seen, every place I go to, it seems like we're getting more and more people that are interested in what's happening about in our community. And that's the only way that you can make it work. But going back to reconciliation for a minute, the health care plan, right now the Democrats do not have enough votes to get it out of the House of Representatives. I think they need 222. They don't have that many. What they've done is the anti-abortion folks, the ones that say, not necessarily anti-abortion, they're just saying is that federal funds should not be paying for abortions, have defected from the Democrat camp, at least seven of them have, and said, because they've said, we can't do that, we just can't, it's just too hard to do, is to uphold the amendment that was there before. So they've got a problem there. And then Harry Reid said he will use a reconciliation method. That means it only takes 51 votes instead of 60. Now, here's the problem with the Democrats is they're not sure it'll get out of the Senate with a 51-50 vote. So here they are. They're literally putting their careers and their futures on the line by voting for a health care bill that Nancy Pelosi has even said that she hasn't quite finished reading. And they keep adding amendments to it, including, from what I understand, an amendment that takes care of scholarships for universities. So now that we want the White House and the government to control those, so on who goes to school, and then the ugly word of amnesty has risen again. Oh, I think it's called immigration reform. But indeed what it is amnesty, or another 12 million voters for whoever passes that. There's all types of impacts, significant impacts on our future and what we're doing and which way our country is going coming down the line here in the next couple of weeks. They want to pass this health reform bill. And I tell you what, it's not health reform. It's health change. Reform is you're making adjustments. You're leaving it in place, but you're reforming how you do it. There could be things that have to be done. Tort reform, making sure that people can get the insurance if they've had insurance before and they've had to change jobs, that they cannot be denied insurance. Yeah, that is there. That should be there. But I don't want the government taking over the health care. You know, I say that by saying, I have TRICARE, and it's a government program. But it's a government program that I've paid into for 30 years of my life, and I still continue to pay into, and in fact, I'm paying more into it. It's, some of the proposals is the almost double the cost. But I just see that to open it up without restrictions and with everything I've talked to with doctors on what the fear is, and to just throw this thing on the table without really being sure where it's going and how much it's going to cost is wrong. It's wrong. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to get for?
Listen every Saturday morning, 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can announce your yard sale, garage sale, or event. So give us a call at 605-4567. Sponsored by Amsoil, Bibles, Books, and More, Leslie's Good Health Massage, and Essex Heating and Air.
Here we come, lot number 29 in. What are they going?
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Come discover the grand jury. There's no more important, interesting, and exciting public service than being a member of the Shasta County Grand Jury. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference, and I learned so much.
I enjoyed working with the community movers and shakers.
Discover the Shasta County Grand Jury. Come to the Grand Jury Open House Thursday evening, March 25th at 5:30 in the Turtle Bay Museum. If you're interested in government accountability, if you can serve about 15 hours a week and have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interested and interesting people, mark your calendar for 5:30 p.m. March 25th at Turtle Bay. For more information, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Good morning, Redding. Love the lead-in. 7:22 in the morning. It's 47 degrees. Good morning. 605-4567. We're taking your calls. It is open line. However, we've got some great guests that are going to be in and out of the studio today. And right now, sitting with us is Mr. Larry Montgomery. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
And you are the executive director of the Golden Umbrella Shasta County Got Talent.
That's correct.
Tell us what's happening.
It's the third annual Golden Umbrella Shasta County's Got Talent show. And I tell you, Shasta County has lots of talent.
So you've been through all the auditions.
Done all the auditions.
And then tomorrow night is the big extravaganza.
It's the big event, Wind Rivers Event Center.
All right, so tell us where we get tickets. What can we look for? What kind of talent are we looking at this year?
You know, it's amazing. When you think of a talent show, you kind of think singers and dancers pretty much. But we kind of went the whole gamut. We've got singers, dancers, comedians, musicians. There's some wonderful singer-songwriters in this community, and I tell you, they are awesome. You've got Nick Campy and an up-and-coming, wonderful singer-musician, Holly Day. She is awesome.
We've heard Holly.
Yeah.
She had a concert.
Does there have to be an age limit?
To participate in the show, you must be 18, but not to come and see the show. You can come and see the show, bring the baby if you want to bring the baby.
All right, so about how many people will be on stage competing?
There will be 25 acts on stage.
Wow.
And I tell you, and we run it pretty smoothly, but it's just the amazing part. You know, we've got belly dancers and no. Carl won't be belly dancing, not Carl. We got real belly dancers. Okay. But yeah, you know, the talent is just phenomenal.
There's a belly dancing group here in town?
You know what? I'm amazed. Last year was our second annual, and their belly dancing is up and coming. And I mean, they've just taken a whole new twist on it. In fact, our last year grand prize winner was a belly dancer. She kind of did like a robotic belly dancing thing, and it's like, you had to see it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But, you know, here's the beautiful thing is that belly dancing is truly an art. It's not, you know, people go, oh, well, no, it's an art and very, very difficult to do. And from what I understand, I mean, I performed at one time when I was in Africa with a gal who was really quite the belly dancing star. And she was this beautiful blonde and had all these Egyptian belly. She was a phenomenal artist at what she did.
It's coming back to life.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell us about Golden Umbrella?
Golden Umbrella has been in existence since 1968. And if I can put it in just a short, brief description, we help seniors remain in their home for as long as they can without being institutionalized. We have an adult day health care program, foster grandparent program. We have minor home repair program. We help seniors 62 years and older if they have a shutoff notice to help get their utilities back on with the Power of Seniors program. We have a volunteer or senior volunteer program, RSVP. We're just busting
this
with
services. This is a wonderful program. And Larry, how did you get involved with this?
Well, I've been actually working with people with disabilities for about 25 years. And, it's like somebody has to be the voice of the seniors and the people with disabilities, and I think I'd like to be that voice.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
We see you out there, and then you have great events like this. Now, all the funds goes back into helping the seniors.
Yeah, with our friendly state budget, we have been hit pretty hard in the last couple of years. We lost our Alzheimer's program last year with the funding cuts, and they actually targeted our adult day health care, but we may be out of the water this year. But, a lot of nonprofits in the community are struggling, and again, you know, we really appreciate the support that we get from the community. It's still a very, very giving community.
Now, Larry, how are the contestants judged?
Well, there are three judges. Mr. Kent Daggs is one of the judges, Mr. Al Myers, and we have Mr. Don Burton.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's
you
great.
Know that guy?
I know that
Don
guy.
Don Burton, yeah.
Yeah, I know all three of them, and that's great. So, so you've got 25 contestants. Are they? Is there going to be any audience participation judging, or is it
strictly the judges?
So
the judges.
What are they judged on?
Artistic style, their appearance, their performance, and they're very strict on their time limit. It's a 10-minute time limit from setup to ending. So you got to get on stage, do your thing, and get off.
So, in other words, when you have, like, a lot of times in judging sheets, you'll have 10 points for this, 15 points for that, 50. That's what I meant.
Yes.
Like, could you break down the score sheet for me?
Oh, I don't have one in my head.
Okay.
But you did it very well there.
Well, you know, we just judged the double Dutch oven, and we know that it was 10 points for presentation. And then
people,
60 points for how good the food was.
People try to get me in. Are you going to be a judge? No. I sat in the auditions.
Not that easy.
I sat in the auditions, and those were, like I said, it was a one.
Did you feel
amazing.
Like Simon?
I was the Simon. I had to be the Simon, you know, and I'm the, like that critical ear kind of person.
Great.
And,
well, somebody has to be.
Yeah.
Now, tell us one more time. It's going to be on Saturday night.
This Saturday.
This Saturday, tomorrow night.
Can you get tickets at the door?
You can get tickets at the door. Let me clarify that. Wind River's, you're not going to get tickets when you walk in Wind River. You have to come to the event center. So if you've got a problem with the smoking area, just go through the martini bar section, and you'll be right there at the event center, and you don't have to go through the smoking section, and you'll get tickets right there at the door. And the tickets are $15 for general seating, $25 for preferred seating, and if you want to be up close and personal at a table with some wine and hors d'oeuvres, it's $50.
And you can get your tickets at
200 Mercy Oaks Drive is the best place to get them right now. But Keebler's Furnitures, yes.
All right.
And there's some other places, but I would suggest people come to Golden Umbrella at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive. Get them right there. And if you call 226-3028 and say, "Kitty, I want some discount tickets," you'll be amazed. She can work wonders.
I think that's so wonderful.
That's
and not
great.
Only that, it goes back into the to our community for a worthy cause and probably write it off.
Oh, yeah.
Our guest has been Larry Montgomery, Executive Director of the Golden Umbrella, and tomorrow, Shasta County's Got Talent.
Have a great show.
Thank you so
guys.
Much for being here. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. A turnaround for Ann Taylor, a quarterly profit. The women's clothing chain has struggled in recent years. Its stock price down to $3 last year, now back around $19. Overall, retail sales were up by 0.3% in February, according to the Commerce Department. A new number two for Ben Bernanke. Fox News confirming that President Obama will nominate Janet Yellen to be vice chairman of the Federal Reserve. Yellen heads up the Fed Bank of San Francisco. Lionsgate Films goes all Rambo on shareholder Carl Icahn, saying his offer to buy 13 million more shares is too low. Icahn hoping to own 30% of Lionsgate. And the international agency that's in charge of assigning internet names putting off a decision on whether to create a .XXX category for porn sites. The agency wants to study the issue some more. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Tune them out there.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Sundial Film Festival is about to launch, and you won't want to miss the show they have this year. They've expanded their horizons with the introduction of an international films category. Also new this year is a children's film festival with films designed to appeal to the young and the young at heart. And of course, they'll be featuring the works of local talented filmmakers from the state of Jefferson. Films will be showing in two locations, the Cascade Theater, and children's films will be shown at the Turtle Bay Museum. The festival is expanded this year to 3 days of entertainment, March 10th through the 13th. For more information and for online ticket sales, visit sundialfilmfestival.com. Don't miss it.
Yeah. Wake up. It's going to be a beautiful Friday here. This is KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bai. I'm Linda. Carl's over there. And guess what? We have an incredible guest in the studio who we have such admiration and respect for. This couple who are just wonderful humanitarians, but not only that, they're great photographers. We're talking about Dan and Julia from New Image Studio. And right now, Dan's here. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Thanks for having us on.
Great. And we see that you've moved your building. Now you have a brand new building right here next to our station, which is upstairs. What's the name of that building called again?
Gateway Building.
Gateway.
1300 Market Street.
That's correct.
Suite 204.
Mm-hmm.
You're upstairs. I know a lot of people come here and they say, "Where's New Image Photography?" We say, "It's around the corner upstairs."
Yeah, we had, in fact, we had a bunch of cheerleaders roll through here one day.
Well, yeah, I do remember that, and I believe you had called me the day before asking that I send them this way before they made it up to our studio.
Well, you know what?
They
were so cute. I guess we have. When you have all the girls from the from the new Hooters, just send them on through here. We'll just we'll direct them up. Okay.
We'll get a group shot. How's that? Come on. I won't even go any further than that. But Dan. So anyway, pretty soon you're going to have your big grand opening, and you're going to be announcing that. How long have you guys been actually New Image Studio, and you and Julia have worked together doing your fine photography?
Well, New Image Studio has been around for about 26 years. Julie and I have owned it for about the past 11. So we've been doing it full-time for 11 years and just been loving the heck out of it. It's a great profession, and we get to meet a lot of really super cool people. And, we're both artistic people, so it's a fun outlet for us.
Well, I didn't get a chance to tell you this. When Carl and I had our wedding, of course, and I'm just telling our listeners that, you could pick out a lot of different photographers, and we had seen the work that they did at another friend's wedding, and so we had to go through, 1,300 pictures?
Yeah,
And we didn't have a huge wedding, but it took us about a year to go through just to send them to the folks.
It took us a year. It didn't take them a year.
No,
let's just make that real clear.
I said it took us about a year because that's a lot of pictures to sort through. But final outcome, we have the best, the most beautiful photo album that is so unique. I can't begin to describe it. It's like a picture book that you would buy at, what is that called? That kind of, where it's wrapped around the binder? There's a name for that.
Well, we call it a flush mount album. I don't know why they use the word flush, but that's what they call it in the industry. And actually, we're a little unique in our profession in that there's a lot of folks out there that are good photographers, but they use drag and drop programs for building their albums. Whereas Julie, who is our wedding guru, designing the albums from scratch. So every album is custom.
Man.
And we try to get the flavor of your wedding. Like yours was definitely a military theme, so we incorporated the American flag on your cover, which I think came out just beautiful.
Oh, it's great.
And so Julie goes through and really you work as a team when you design the album. She'll go through, do a rough layout, then you can come in and we'll make some changes, and then she'll go through again. So it is a little bit of a process, but at the end of the road, you come away with an album that's just very unique.
I have to say I never had such good. This was the best customer service I ever had.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, every detail that I'd asked for, she did it with a smile and then said, come back and see it. And it was just little things that bothered me. She had no problem, maybe photoshopping out like a plug, things mm-hmm. that can happen in pictures. But anyway, so to real fast story here, when we had a cocktail party at our house, we had a couple friends that we showed the book to, and I had comments like, that is the most beautiful wedding album I've ever seen. Well, people don't have to say that.
Sure, yeah.
They say, oh my God, that's beautiful, but I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So just had to share that.
Well, thanks. We love that.
Well, I know that you all do all types of photography. It's not just weddings, of course. And on your, just take a look at your website. But seniors, you take photos of
seniors?
High
school seniors, yeah. And we're gearing up for our springtime sessions with those. So seniors are probably one of my most fun photo sessions to do because all the kids' personalities, of course, are different and unique. And what's fun is to have them come in, and they're usually a little nervous. Some of them are not very flamboyant and outgoing and know what they want right away. But for the most part, they're a little nervous. So we get to talk before we even start doing photos and get a little background on them, what they like, what they don't like, movies they're into, music, all that kind of fun stuff. So it just relaxes them. And then we just have a good time. We have fun during the photo session. We laugh a lot. We tell jokes. It's I'm a little corny when we're shooting, but it's all fun. And we come away with some great shots because the kids are so relaxed.
Well, and I guess it's a way just to have fun, And I know that one time that, we brought our dog in there.
Ah,
and,
yes.
And you wanted to take a photo of Elk Killer. And, it's like, I don't know. The dog has never sat still longer than a microsecond. And yet you caught the picture of the dog perfectly. I mean, she was just sitting there.
Picture postcard.
It was. It was like that. And I, you know, how'd you do that? You know, I did see the super glue later. It took a while to get it off for a little pause. But no, I'm just saying is that you cover the all genres. This, you're not, okay, well, you're just absolutely great for weddings. And I've seen the pictures on, you know, for high school seniors and animals. I mean, is there anything type of photo you don't take?
Actually, yeah, there was one time. This is a funny story. This is when we first bought the studio from the gentleman that owned it previously. And what happened was we had a guy that came in, and he wanted us to photograph him in women's lingerie. So that was one time when we said, I don't think we're the right studio for you.
Is that why Eric refuses to turn around and face you this morning?
I thought he looked familiar.
Hey, we got to take a break. This is Carla Lindabot. We'll see you right after these messages.
Presence Mattress Gallery in Reading introduces a breakthrough in gel sleep systems, the all-new OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. It conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in the summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Cresons provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Try to find that anywhere else in the sleep industry. Cresons Mattress Gallery is your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock. Right now, save 30, 40, up to 50% off select OrthoGel mattresses in stock at Cresons Mattress Gallery. Plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Cresons Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Cresons.
Tired of driving to big box pharmacies in town just to wait 15 minutes in line to talk to a real person? Then come to Palisadro Pharmacy, where you usually get your prescription and you're on your way in about 10 minutes. Owner Dean Wolford takes pride in his prompt personal service. Palisadro Pharmacy has a great selection of cars and OTC products, including Burt's Bees. Ask about their 10% off senior discount and free mailing. Experience what fast personal service used to be at Palisadro Pharmacy, south of Cedar Tree Restaurant off Highway 44 on Deschutes Road.
How times have changed. When our founding fathers became our first politicians, they expected to serve temporarily, without pay, and then to return to private life. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Today, our career politicians spend too much of their day working to stay in office. Instead of making our lives easier, they make them more difficult, with more regulations, laws, and taxes. The founding fathers served our country as a duty, with no intention of becoming rich while in office. Today, many of our politicians become wealthy while in office. Besides a paycheck, they also have travel allowances, living allowances, better retirement, and better medical than is available to the ordinary citizen. Not all politicians exploit their office. There are good guys, but they are outnumbered. And then, there are those that do not pay their taxes until they are caught. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military veteran talk radio show. This week on Frontlines of Freedom, Jack Hoban is training our Marines to fight lethally and ethically. Horse Soldiers is a story by Doug Stanton about our special forces in Afghanistan. And a news and comment by the Colonel, kinder, gentler, bombs. I look forward to you joining me this week on Frontlines of Freedom.
Sunday morning at 8 here on KCNR 1460.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines are 605-4567.
And it's Friday.
And it's Friday.
47 degrees. It's raining.
Know, we've got Mr. Jim Reed standing by, Democratic challenger for the U.S. House of Representatives. It's going to be a lively, lively group this year for the election. You know, Wally Herger's running against Pete Stiglitz, two Republicans hammering at each other. And then Jim Reed there to take on the winner. That's going to be interesting. Dan and Julia run, we believe, one of the finest photography play studios in the city, of course.
They are the photographers.
They are our photographers. But
New Image Studio.
And we are, like we say, we profile small businesses. We've been doing that a lot, and we're happy to be able to do that. Now, new place, new digs, mm-hmm. right downtown, mm-hmm. and it's a big move.
Yeah.
For you.
It was. That was the fun part too. We got to move in that last really huge storm. And the elevator wasn't working in the building yet either, so we hauled everything up two flights of stairs and in the wind and rain. So, yeah, that was awesome.
Well, so I bet you love the new space, though.
We do.
Probably have great light up there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have any kind of, for those people who might be, you know, thinking senior portraits, anniversary portraits, family portraits, business portraits, animal portraits, wedding day photography, before and after, all the good stuff. What's happening with you guys? What are you doing?
Well, the best thing to do is to check in weekly at our website, which is newimagestudio.net, and go to our blog. We post specials there. Currently, I think we have a special for a high school senior because, again, that's what we're gearing up for. Weddings, we're always willing to talk to people, and that's something that we'll help out, too, with weddings. If we're already booked for your day, we'll try and refer you to a really good photographer and also a good DJ or a good venue. So if you just have questions about your wedding and want some answers about, hey, you know, I have an outdoor wedding in June. Where's the best place? What do you guys like to do?
NewImageStudio.net. And if you go to our website, KCNR1460.com, the picture you see of Carl and I was taken by Dan at New Image. Actually, do all our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We love you guys. You make us look good.
Well, that's easy to do.
Yeah, well.
Carl, now, he needs a little bit more work.
I've got a perfect face for radio.
So
we know that.
Congratulations, and please do call in when you have the grand opening. Oh, you're open to the public now.
Oh, we are, yes.
Absolutely, at work now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're right here on Market Street.
We
1300
are.
Upstairs.
Phone number, 243-4301.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us, and it's great to be neighbors.
That's great.
It is. All right,
New
thank
Image
you.
Studios.
Okay, you know, on the line we have Joe Adamson.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Great to hear Dan and Julie and Linda on there as
Hi.
Well. Dan's in my actually in my business networking group.
Oh, okay. Fabulous.
Well, we're in that networking group, too.
Hey, Joe, we were doing crunches this morning.
You were?
Yeah.
Excellent. How'd they come out?
They came out really well. We were standing up and picking the dog up, so I think that could be considered a crunch.
I picked her up twice. Linda showed off and did it five times.
I was wondering how Carl got those Arnold Schwarzenegger-sized biceps in your wedding picture.
Yeah.
Now I understand. Now I know that Dan just, like, airbrushed them on there or something.
Well, no, what it is was the fact that people don't realize that on those close-ups for Arnold during Commando, that was my upper body. So.
Okay, what's your fitness tip, Joe?
Well, you know, what I wanted to tell people is one principle of exercise is work smarter, not harder. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, as we age, our bodies, you know, start to give us more and more issues, particularly joints become vulnerable to injuries. And so just going into the gym and going 100% and muscling it out is not always going to be the answer. You know, I love to work with people that are motivated and aggressive and goal-oriented, but at the same time, those traits can work against you at times if you're not listening to your body. So as you get more experience in exercise, you will learn, you know, what pain is good, which pains are bad, which pains need to, you know, indicate that you need to change of plans, you need to rest instead of, you know, going hard through it, or you need an alternative exercise or so forth. But listening to your body, it can become key to continued progress.
Well, that's that's a great tip because, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to push. You know, I've had different operations on joints on my body, and I realized that there's a certain exercise that I just can't do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, and that's the value of having a good trainer is they will find something else to be able to work that part. Of the muscle and for flexibility in there without having to do in my case do a military press over my head with my left shoulder. I do that. I can do it, but then I don't use my arm for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, but it's been a process for you too, Carl, to listen to your body. And I think Joe, I mean, you know, tell me as a man, do you see that more with men? Men come in and it's just they are more macho-minded, if you want to, I don't know, for lack of term, a better way to describe it, that they think that they can, you know, we as individuals and people will go back and think that we have the, our minds keep thinking we're 30 or we're 20.
Exactly. You want to go back and do the same thing you did, you know, 15, 20, 30 years earlier. That's just not going to happen. You have to start. You may get back to some of your strength levels close to what those were, but it may take a while. And you know, you have to do it using progression. And I don't know if it's just a man thing. I mean, I with a lot of women too, you hear, you know, well, every time I go to the gym, you know, I end up getting hurt, you know, and that's why I finally came to a personal trainer. And you hear that quite a bit. Sometimes when men, yes, they tend to be kind of, you know, I'm going to go heavy today, you know, type of thing. But women have that obsessive, compulsive attitude, like, I got to do this so many times, I can't alter my program because that's what my program is. So, you know, I see it kind of on both sides, actually.
Well, thank you, because I have to confess that after I saw Cheetah do the splits in Dancing with the Stars, I went home and tried to do it, and because I used to be able to do the splits, just jump up in the air and do the splits on the ground, and I couldn't walk for 3 days after that. So men are not alone. Women still try to do the things we did when we were
exactly.
cheerleaders in 15. Oh, okay. Hey, Joe, thanks for your fitness tip. We love Adamson's Peak Performance and Bocelli as well. So hurrah for you guys and all that you do too to help people stay strong and confident and keep building that positive attitude. Thanks,
Joe. Thanks very much. You guys have a great day.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
You didn't see me try to do those splits. I told you about it.
Eric is over there. He turned his head again. I'm not sure. If it
was... He's going to wear his man skirt next time.
Carl and the Bot. We've lost control. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Sure, what would St. Patrick's Day be without a pint or two of your favorite brew and a plate piled high with corned beef and cabbage and all the fixings? And what better place to enjoy it all than at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, where the traditional St. Patrick's Day feast of corned beef and cabbage is only $8, and you won't walk away hungry or thirsty. They got a full bar to fill your jar and always good company for a real good time. So come March 17, slap on some green and head for Dry Creek Station 8 minutes east of I-5 on 299 across from the Bella Vista Firehouse.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Redding. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you'll realize how impactful your kids in popping and yachts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bottom, phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Special Joe's, get that coffee. It's going to be kind of chilly out there, and that'll warm the cockles of your heart. That's Joe and Shelley's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, yesterday, one of our listeners, Alan, asked us if we'd like to go through their facility at KMS.
Well, actually, I called and said...
Can we go through the facility at KMS?
Yes. I said, I'd love to have a tour. I've heard about it, but we, you know, I'd like to... As we get to expand ourselves here in Reading, get to know the people and the businesses and your faces and what you do, it's so cool to really feel that part of the community. So yesterday
we had the opportunity to go through, and Alan, the general manager out there, gave us a tour. And you know, the facility, of course, is huge, and they don't use all of it. They have two or three production lines, and they do
16 production lines.
Well, 16, but I mean, they run them two at a time, and they can move around, and it's like a Lego thing. They can construct to make it look like anything. It's the place is absolutely clean until you're walking through there.
FDA approved.
Yeah, you know, you've got inspectors there because they're doing shampoos, hair gels, facial products, skin products, and all that. But it was interesting to see it and to listen on how they've streamlined production and how the just to see it itself was quite a treat.
Well, we've heard the old KMS building, and so I was surprised. Oh, the KMS building is still alive and well, and it's employing several employees. I don't have the exact number. I think it's 29 or 35 or
it's
something.
It's like 30, and they have.
But the cool thing is that they go to temp agencies, so they're employing people. People who are out of work, they are going to temp agencies, bringing people in, and if you've got, you know, that the goods to just start with, you know, putting a cap on, being, you know, just that kind of work, you can work your way up in this company, which many of the people
really
there
quick.
Have done.
Yeah, really quick, and they have, and they have 15 temps all the time, and they're looking, and that's where they take their full time employees. Yeah, it's a and as Alan said, it's a. They come in, they show a willingness to work. We keep them, you know, 401 plans, health care plans, very living wage and all that. But and they go through the temp agencies. It's quite interesting. But we just like to give a shout-out. You know, that here's a manufacturing facility right here in Reading. It hires, you know, over 30 people, 30 to 40 people. You know, they also, as everybody does, would like to expand. Of course, the KMS building is also being looked at as a spot for the new police station, if that hasn't changed again.
And if that happens, then they'll stay here and just find another building. But the fact is that manufacturing plant is alive and well, and we liked hearing the fact that they are employing. They are looking. People will come in and stay and leave, but they're looking for people to stay in the company, work their way up, and we love to hear that's the great American story.
And the thing is too is that when it starts, because it's not, they could have everything automated and they don't. So literally, you can start off by just putting the tops on bottles, and I find that interesting. But that's just the way to start.
So thank you, Alan, for enlightening us on a wonderful day. And so thank you very much. Hey, Cynthia, we have tickets here for you. You won those two tickets for the Weir, which tonight is, I think, closing. No, tomorrow night's the closing performance. And, Cynthia, I've also sent you an email in case that you're driving and you're wondering why you didn't get a call. They're in an envelope with your name here at the studios, 1326 Market Street. That's where we are, right across from City Hall. And coming up at 8 o'clock, right after Fox,
we have Jim Reed, the Democratic challenger for the U.S. House of Representatives. He's out here right now. He's getting ready. You know, as he said, we're having a lot of fun in here, and we do. We have a lot of fun, but we're going to have even more. Jim's going to also be our guest at 12 noon, high noon, down at Tobacco and Brew, and we have our town hall meeting. It's a good way to meet the Democratic challenger for this. As you know, it's going to be a race right now that Colonel Pete Stiglitz, has challenged Wally Herger, Congressman Herger, in the Republican primary, And then whoever, of course, wins that takes on Mr. Reed. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. We'll be back after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama is giving Democrats more time to work out a health care deal, even delaying his own trip to Asia for 3 days next week to work with them. This as the talks continue today. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live on Capitol Hill.
Looks like House Democrats are coming to their end game. Key committee votes are expected this week. This as Democrats try to create an atmosphere of urgency.
We must act now. We absolutely cannot afford to wait any longer.
Maine Democrat Shelley Pingree. But South Carolina Republican Joe Wilson says the bill they're voting on is the wrong approach.
More taxes, borrowing, spending is not the way to reform health care in America.
And it now appears Democratic leaders are sticking with Senate language on abortion coverage, opposed by many members, both pro-choice and pro-life. Dave?
Mike, Toyota could be sued in California. Orange County prosecutors are expected to announce their lawsuit today, claiming the automaker is endangering the public. After all, its gas pedal and brake recalls, Toyota, meanwhile, says it is mystified by this week's runaway Prius cases. Well, this wasn't expected. We went out and did more shopping last month. Fox News Radio's Chris Barnes, also live in Washington.
Dave, most economists expected a slight decline as storms had thrown snow on hopes for a gain, but retail sales rose by 0.3%, biggest gain since last November, and giving hope the recovery is gaining some momentum now. The gain, despite a 2% drop in auto sales, exclude autos and gasoline, and sales rose nearly 1%. The gains were broad-based, too, led by soaring electronics and appliance sales, Dave.
Now, Chris, Wall Street's not so impressed. The Dow down 1 point. There are flood watches and warnings up for the Midwest to the Northeast with heavy weekend rain forecast in some areas that got buried earlier this winter.
It's a double whammy. Not only are you melting the snow faster, but you're also adding more water to
it. That's the National Weather Service's Dan Luna. Pittsburgh's mayor has already put his city under a state of emergency to prepare for possible floods. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Your older utility tractor's never been worth more. At your John Deere dealer, we're ready to custom make a deal just for you with cash discounts or 0% financing. Get a great deal that puts you in a new John Deere 20 to 140 horsepower utility tractor. See your John Deere dealer today and see why John Deere quality's never been easier to own. Offer ends April 30th, subject to approved credit on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
Visit Valley Tractor in Chico.
You can do a lot in an hour. You can jog 5 miles, mow a lawn. It's enough time to change your oil or donate the blood someone will need to survive. An hour can be a powerful thing. So just imagine what CSX employees get done when they volunteer 350,000 hours a year to hundreds of causes. We don't just wait for change. We help drive it. To learn more, go to CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg says it's good for everybody. $657 million settlement being offered to thousands of firefighters and cops and construction workers who got sick working at Ground Zero after 9/11. That goes before a judge today. They're angry in Japan at a move to take some tuna off the menu.
Protesting a ban, tuna merchants saying Japan cannot allow tuna to disappear from the markets. And from sushi bars like this one in Tokyo, its owner saying the price of sushi will simply go up. America and Europe are backing a ban on international trade of Atlantic bluefin tuna, just one of several species eaten in Japan, but a ban that would stab at the heart of its national diet. Japan's government saying a better solution to shrinking fish stocks is tighter enforcement of existing fishing quotas. Nations will vote on a possible ban next week. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Who would go around punching kids in stores? This guy in Ohio.
68-year-old Ralph Canoni admitted to police that for months he's been punching children in the head with keys between his fingers, all for fun. A mother confronted him at a Walmart store after realizing he'd done something to her sons, ages 6 and 7.
We have videotape evidence that shows the act being committed, and we were also able to identify three other incidents on video from the same store.
Sergeant John Hurst says a 6-year-old had a minor cut to the head. Canoni faces misdemeanor assault charges, and police suspect there are other victims. In Columbus, Ohio, Scott Gerfen for Fox News Radio.
A Mississippi 18-year-old is going to court, hoping a judge orders her Fulton High School to reinstate the prom it canceled because Constance McMillan is a lesbian planning to bring a girl as her date.
I just want to be able to go to prom and be myself and be happy and bring my date just like everyone else gets to.
A hotel owner in New Orleans has offered to host an alternate prom. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday, March 12th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can send Linda an email and ask a question that way, too, by going Linda@KCNR1460.com if you don't want to have your voice heard over the airwaves and identified for later prosecution.
I have the email up right now, so you're going to want to be emailing me. I am sure in this next hour we have a very, very special guest in the studio.
Jim Reed, who is running for Congress from the Democratic side of the House, running against, it'll be either Congressman Wally Herger or Colonel Pete Stiglitz, who's running against Wally, it appears. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning, Carl, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we're looking forward to our 12 o'clock forum as well, because I'm sure today you're going to conjure up some people's thoughts and maybe even provoke people's opinion on maybe something, and they're going to want to see you in person and know who you are. Let's start out by telling our listeners a little bit about who you are.
Okay. Well, first of all, I am running for the U.S. House of Representatives 2nd Congressional District in California, presently a position held by Wally Herger. The 2nd Congressional District is a very large geographic area. It includes 10 counties. Back in the year 2000, when the congressional districts were carved up throughout the United States, the plan was to try to have about 650,000 people in each congressional district. Well, because the population up here in the North State is so sparse, that meant a very large geographic area. So what we have in the 2nd Congressional District are the following counties: Siskiyou, Shasta, Tehama, Trinity, Butte, but with a little section of Butte cut out, Oroville's not part of the district, Glenn County, Colusa County, a little bit of Yolo County to the north, and then Yuba and Sutter County. So it's a very large area. It contrasts with, let's say, Nancy Pelosi's congressional district in San Francisco, which is just a couple square miles. It doesn't even include the whole city of San Francisco. So you can see the difference in size, so that 650,000 population stays about constant within the congressional districts. But I'm an attorney, practiced law for about 33 years. For the last 17 years, I've had a practice in Fall River Mills, which is eastern Shasta County, about 75 miles from here, up into the mountains. I am a political moderate, maybe a little bit on the conservative side with respect to fiscal issues. My political history is this. A few years ago, I had won a couple big jury verdicts in Shasta County, thought my name had kind of gotten out there, read a book on how to run a political campaign, thought I knew what I was doing, truly didn't know what I was doing. And I ran for a Superior Court judge here in Shasta County, and worked hard at it, but got beaten very badly, lost by almost 10,000 votes. But it didn't discourage me. 2 years later, there was another race, and I decided to run again. Definitely improved on my campaign strategies, and this time I lost again. But it was so close that the race wasn't actually called for about 3 weeks after the election, and it was a matter of just a few hundred votes that I lost by in that election. So that encouraged me. I liked the trend. I felt if I could run a third time, I might be able to bring Shasta County in. And the way I kind of got into this congressional race is I started looking at the demographics of this 10-county district and realized, well, here's what they are. there's about a 9% difference. There's 9% more Republicans than Democrats in this district, but there's about 19% declined estate, which we think of as independents. So truly, it's the independents that could determine the outcome of a race like this. And it turns out Shasta County, one of the most populous counties in the district, Butte and Shasta County together have a more than half the population in the district. But Shasta County is the most conservative. And if we've looked at the numbers, we think that if we can prevail in Shasta County, it won't be that difficult to prevail in the whole district.
Okay. We've got to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk about your platform, you know, what you stand for, what you like to see changed, and these mailers that seem to have gone out and gotten a lot of attention.
Yeah, we're taking your call, 605-4567. So hold on the line.
People on the line now, we'll get back to you as soon as our messages are over. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
With the arrival of spring, it's time to start planning your home improvement projects. Need a new screen door or new windows, a new surround sound system, or high-def TV? Visit the booths of Nicolette Glass and Clyde's Home Entertainment at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo presented by Popovix Productions. Are you planning for a new carpet and flooring, a new heating and air conditioning unit, or a new spa? Talk with Shasta Lake Floors, Alliance Heating and Air, and Phoenix Spas. Come see the newest in ideas and color designs and green technology March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Price is important, but even more important is being able to rely on a professional company that is timely, accurate, watches your budget, and is committed to the stability of our community. This is Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. NorCal Presort works with many local vendors to ensure your end result is perfect. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to be timely, accurate, save you money, and committed to our community. And you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Sure, what would St. Patrick's Day be without a pint or two of your favorite brew and a plate piled high with corned beef and cabbage and all the fixings? And what better place to enjoy it all than at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, where the traditional St. Patrick's Day feast of corned beef and cabbage is only $8. And you won't walk away hungry or thirsty. They got a full bar to fill your jar and always good company for a real good time. So come March 17, slap on some green and head for Dry Creek Station 8. Minutes east of I-5 on 299 across from the Bella Vista Firehouse.
Preparing for a landscape project with new plants and shrubs? Need a tractor to help you get the job done? Meet with the professionals at Axner Excavating, Shasta Growers, and Team Power. The Spring Home and Garden Expo showcases the best in new products, ideas, and design concepts by local businesses. All happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 26th, 27th, and 28th. The original Home and Garden Expo features many more local businesses, local ideas, and offers great savings with exclusive show discounts. Your premier local Home and Garden Expo, March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, clearly News Talk Radio. Here, our guest today is Jim Reed, the Democratic challenger for the 2nd Congressional District out here. He's going to be challenging either Wally Herger or Pete Stiglitz come November. So let's start talking about what Jim Reed believes in.
All right. Well, first of all, my motivation for getting into this race. Wally Herger's been in office for now 24 years, and it's my view that he hasn't really been representing the people of the district. He's done a good job at representing large corporations, but I really feel that he hasn't done the job as far as representation of the people. And I believe that's what our forefathers were thinking of when they set up this government system. They wanted representatives who would vote representing the particular people in their district. And I actually, if I could put in a little pitch for my website, it's readnow.com. Sure. There is a document you can download in that website that I think demonstrates the point I'm trying to make here about the underrepresentation in the North County. PBS.org, in conjunction with the Christian Science Monitor, recently did a survey throughout the United States of how much money the federal government was spending in each county. And they kind of humorously labeled this as, is your congressman bringing home the pork? And in this case, and you can get on PBS.org.com, I guess it is, and actually see this, .org, I think it is. But anyway, and see these statistics. But here's what it shows for the North State. For rural counties, like the North counties, the average amount the federal government spends, taking everything into consideration, is about $18,000 per person per year. That's nationwide. Here in Shasta County, the federal government is spending only about $10,000 per person per year. So you can see that Shasta County, as an example, is really getting the short end of the stick here. Butte County is almost the same, just under $11,000. The other counties that may be listening in, Siskiyou County gets about $13,500. Tehama County gets only about $12,000. Trinity County gets a little over $13,000. So you see all these North counties are getting far less per person of federal money than the average across the United States.
Okay. Let's we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's go to the phones. Charles, you're on KCNR. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. Earlier this week, we heard a revelation of a possible rule in the House, which is a possible proposed House rule, which was nicknamed the Slaughter Rule, which would allow the House leadership to deem a bill passed without actually having a vote on it. And I want to ask Mr. Reed, what does he think about it, and what does he plan to do to, you know, if he's elected, to either stop it from happening in the first place or to prevent it from ever happening again?
Well, first of all, this is the first I've heard of it. It just seems completely contrary to the way our legislature works. If truly the House leadership can somehow deem a bill passed without a vote, it seems absolutely wrong, and I would do everything to oppose that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what you just said about pork. I find it personally distasteful that we spend billions of dollars, even though some people laugh about it, about pork. So do you pledge not to pork up a bill?
No. Let me explain that, because we've got to be practical about the way our government works, and it may not be pretty. And, you know, pork, another way of talking about pork is the current term is earmarks. And I don't like earmarks. I wish there wasn't such a thing as earmarks. And if it came to a vote to get rid of earmarks, I would vote to get rid of earmarks. But the fact of the matter is, that's how the legislature acts. That's how you bring money to the counties that you're representing. And so as long as that's the system, I will act within the system.
So you're saying is that Wally's not bringing enough pork into the district.
That is correct.
And you'll work hard to get more in.
Exactly.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Jerry?
Yes. I'm retired. My husband and I are both retired. And we are so tired of our IRAs and our going downhill because of poor management and poor bank regulations. We were with AIG. That's where our retirement funds were. Then we also had our bank with Washington Mutual, both of which proved to be very bad choices. What could Jim Reed do to clean up this mess in the banking industry and the financial industry?
Well, first of all, there's no question in my mind that the banking and financial system needs to have their regulations greatly improved. The real reason for the economic meltdown and the stock market crash of a little over a year ago was the fact that these investment firms and banks were lending on mortgages that were truly not secured based on fraudulent information, and then derivatives that nobody really knew what they were doing as far as trading back and forth. So something's got to be done, and it's a disappointment, quite frankly, to me, that during the last year, absolutely nothing has happened as far as bank regulations and financial company regulations. With the TARP, the bank bailout, Congress should have been in a position to get these regulations through.
Wasn't Congress in position? I mean, it was a completely democratically controlled Congress, Senate, and the White House.
That is exactly right, and that's why it's so disappointing, because it was the time to act. Now a lot of the banks have paid back the TARP money. The interest in regulating the banking industry and the financial industry has sort of waned, and now it's going to be a lot tougher to do that kind of regulation.
And they're giving out record bonuses again.
That's one of my pet peeves. These executive bonuses, and believe me, for years before this became an issue in front of the people, this was one of my real problems. These executives who are getting these multi-million-dollar bonuses can't possibly be worth what those bonuses that are being paid to them are. And so...
Well, then, is a somebody that throws a baseball at 85 miles an hour, hits the ball once every fourth or fifth time he gets up, worth $20 million a year?
Well, that's a little different situation because it's a short career. I'm a tax guy. I actually have a degree in taxation. And there used to be a provision in the Internal Revenue Code that would let you average your income. In other words, if you're a person, you've been working on a project for 4 or 5 years, and you finally get paid for it, you shouldn't be taxed at the high rates of somebody who's making $1 million a year just because your 5 years of work have finally come in. So one of the things I advocate is going back to that tax averaging. So in baseball or some sort of sport, if you have a player that hits their peak and is only there for 1 or 2 years, tax averaging will help them out. But a lot of these executives, they're getting these multi-million-dollar bonuses year after year after year. And to me, it's just not justified.
Okay, we have to take a quick break here. Our guest is Jim Reed, Democratic candidate for the 2nd Congressional District.
And when we come back, I want to talk to you and ask you about unions.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards. Just a short distance from Redding, it will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
It's no secret. Identity theft is a major problem in America. Think you're not at risk? Unfortunately, you are. Do you hand your credit cards to servers at restaurants? Do you sign your credit cards? Do you supply personal information over the internet? If you can answer yes to any one of these questions, get the experts on your side. It can take just minutes to steal your identity, but years to repair the financial damage and emotional toll on you and your family. Contact Marty or Pat Wyatt, Independent Associates, at 339-5695. Find out how their Identity Theft Shield can help you.
Good morning, Reading. 605-4567. That's our hotline, and I know you're just waiting by the phone with your finger to the dial because we're going to start heating this up here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest today is Jim Reed, who is running for Congress. The time is 8:25. I have to look exactly. 8:25:18. It's the 12th day of March. Amazing.
And what happened to
I don't know.
February?
Tell you a little bit about the weather. Absolutely raining. If you look outside, get ready for to wear your rain that rain gear. A high near 51, south wind between 14 and 21 miles per hour with gust winds up to 33 miles per hour tonight. Likely showers. I think
we're looking at snow again. You know, we're only 35 feet from the high water mark in Shasta Lake, which is outstanding.
That's really exciting. Tomorrow, it's going to be, they say, mostly sunny, which will be nice because there's so many great events that are happening. But the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. It's our favorite destination getaway. Before we took our break, I said to Jim Reed, unions are such a big issue right now. In fact, I was just online and talked about the Costco Teamsters. They ratified their contract, and they all, got a percentage rate increase. And we're talking about, there's a book that was out recently, or that is out recently, called Plunder. And we're talking about the unions in for police and fire and
public unions,
and how a lot of people on the street, we just know that what we hear on the street, we're moving along with all different kinds of people, all different walks of life, and they say, we can't keep going like this. These people are getting these huge retirements. I mean, not that it hasn't been worthy or their time hasn't been appreciated, but with America where we are in this terrible state of economic depression, if you will, or recession, I don't know, what would you call it, Jim?
Well, we're certainly in a recession, and kind of anticipating where you're going with this union issue, understand that unions are absolutely necessary. There's such a disparity between the workers and the employers and the employer's ability to control conditions and compensation that you need something like a union to balance that situation. And I'll tell you right off the top, over the years, the power of unions has varied. It's like a pendulum that swings back and forth. There's been times when unions were too strong. There's been times when they're too weak. And right now, I feel like this disappearing middle class that we're seeing is partially a result of the unions not being as strong as they should. Now, when it comes to these public benefits that everybody's saying are non-sustainable, that's probably true. There are a number of contracts that now have to be renegotiated because these public entities just cannot afford to go through with the contract. But what I hear is a lot of people blaming the unions for that. And that's wrong, because when you're bargaining for a contract, there's two sides to that. Obviously, the union will do whatever it takes to be most beneficial to its union members. The employer, on the other hand, is bargaining in such a way that's best for the employer. And if you see a contract that is unfair, and it's unfair so that it's more beneficial to the union, well, the other side didn't do a good job in negotiating.
Well, you know,
contract.
And that's what people seem to forget. And this is why we need people with strong moral fiber that are not going to roll over because of threats of, hey, we're going to boycott your business, we're gonna picket your business. You know, the thing is that you're right. People do roll over. If the unions have gained these, it's because the politicians have sold themselves out to the unions. But now we're at that point where it's the we can't continue. It's unsustainable. Now, one of the questions I asked, during the break, this right to have a secret vote on whether you want to join a union or not, has works its way back and forth in Congress. Which it used to be is that you fill out a card, but there'd be a secret vote to say, do you want this to join a union? I understand under this new legislation, it's something that says that it's out in the open. A union rep can come to you and say, are you going to join the union or not? Which takes away a person's anonymity and puts the pressure on them right there.
Well, here's how I understand that works. It's true the union organizer can come to the employee and get him to sign a card that says he wants. Do we need to take a break?
Well, we are in just a couple of seconds. Okay, so just keep going.
Okay, so and to me that's fair because an employee shouldn't be under pressure one way or another to determine whether they want to make a vote.
Okay, well, we're going to finish this thought as we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A flight delay for Air Force One as the president puts off his Asia trip to work on health care.
Press Secretary Robert Gibbs fended off several questions Thursday about the trip to Guam, Indonesia, and Australia.
The president's going to go on the trip, yeah.
But now Gibbs, in a Twitter message, says the March 18th departure has been postponed to the 21st. And the president's wife and daughters will not be going along as originally planned.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. More legal problems for Toyota, this time from prosecutors in Orange County and California, filing a lawsuit saying the automaker continues to endanger the public through the sale of defective vehicles and deceptive business practices. And another blast hitting Pakistan just hours after twin suicide bombings.
Just seconds apart. They left at least 43 people dead in that whole city, 10 of them soldiers.
Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin. Fox News. We report, you decide.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Vietnam Veterans of America invites you to Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. The Welcome Home event will be Saturday, March 27th from 10 to 4 at the Shasta County Vets Hall. Join us for a complimentary lunch and live music with some information and history. Arrive at 9 to join a motorcade to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo for a ceremony to honor the 44 Shasta County servicemen killed in action in Vietnam. We are also looking for the families of those 44 servicemen. If you can help, please call Barry at 227-4774. Then join us on the 27th to Welcome Home Vietnam.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Clearly a News Talk Radio on KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Jim Reed, the Democratic challenger for the 2nd District, Congressional District. Okay, let's finish up on what you're saying is that you think that it's okay to not have a... Or is that a pejorative question?
Let me explain how I understand it works.
All right.
Because what these union organizers are allowed to do is go to the individual employee and get them to simply sign a card saying they would support a union in this employment. And as soon as and that's good in my view, that the union organizer can go to the employee without the interference of the employer putting pressure on them not to sign.
So you think that?
But let me stop you because I think you may be missing the key point here.
Okay.
As soon as there's enough cards signed so that we're over 50%, that doesn't mean that suddenly a union. What that means is now there's going to be a vote. And so, if for instance the union a vote to determine whether there will be a union or not of a union, And so if, for instance, the union organizer improperly influenced an employee to sign a card, they will get a chance to have a final vote on whether the union goes in there or not.
Well, don't they have a vote? Well, right now they have a vote to say whether they want to have a union.
Yes, but it's so hard for the unions to get to the point where that vote takes place. And that's the problem that I think these
cards
will solve.
That's because those mean, nasty employers are keeping the people from having an election. Don't they have an election?
Well,
I mean, by law, don't they have to have an election?
No.
Oh, so they're just saying is that the that there is no election, no secret election unless they have the cards first. So if somebody says, hey, we'd like to have a union here, and they say, okay, first you have to have over 50% of the employees?
That's the thing. In other words, somebody comes in and says they want to have a union here. That doesn't mean they get to have a union. You got to get a sufficient number of people to buy into that before it will take a vote. And that's where the problem is, because the employer can do certain things now that will discourage the people from wanting to even take the vote.
And then now with the if there is no anonymity, the union can do things to encourage people to sign cards.
Well,
kind of puts the worker in the middle there, doesn't it?
Well, yes, but I mean, at the same time, it won't be a big secret that a union organizer is talking to these people.
It's when he brings Guido and Antonio there with no noses that come over with him. No, I'm just kidding about that.
Right.
Okay, that's a question. Do we have a?
We have an email. We have a couple emails, but I'm going to go with this one. Okay, it's a question for Jeff, but I think he means Jim.
Let's hope.
Okay, I have to read this because we're open line, and I'm just going to read it. Will you support pulling U.S. troops out of wealthy countries like Germany and South Korea in order to pay off the national debt?
You know, that's an issue that nobody's asked me about until right now. So I'm going to be giving an answer sort of off the top of my head.
Well, that's good, though.
But I know there's lots of good reasons for having troops in countries like Germany and Japan. But quite frankly, with the national debt the way it is and expanding rapidly, the United States is going to have to make some tough decisions to get that deficit under control. And it seems to me pulling troops out of places like Germany and Japan is one of the solutions.
Okay.
So you would support pulling troops out of Germany, South Korea, Japan, other spots around the world?
I think we've got to take our national security into account here. If convinced that national security requires our troops to be there, then I wouldn't pull them out.
Okay.
But I'm not convinced of that based on what I know today. And I believe that we do have troops in places like Japan and Germany that could, at least once the wars in Iraq and in Afghanistan are over, for instance, Germany is where they take all the injured. But as soon as those wars, we're out of those wars, getting a lot of troops out of Germany, for instance, would be a good thing and a big cost saver.
When we come back, I want to talk about the borders, how you feel about the borders, what you would do to help ensure, or if you're in support of closing our borders.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Jim Reed, who is the Democratic challenger for the 2nd Congressional District. Clearly News Talk Radio.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Discover the Shasta County Grand Jury. Come to the Grand Jury Open House Thursday evening, March 25th at 5:30 in the Turtle Bay Museum. If you're interested in government accountability, if you can serve about 15 hours a week and have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interested people, mark your calendar for 5:30 p.m. March 25th at Turtle Bay. For more information, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Tired of driving to big box pharmacies in town just to wait 15 minutes in line to talk to a real person? Then come to Palisadro Pharmacy, where you usually get your prescription and you're on your way in about 10 minutes. Owner Dean Wolford takes pride in his prompt personal service. Palisadro Pharmacy has a great selection of cards and OTC products, including Burt's Bees. Ask about their 10% off senior discount and free mailing. Experience what fast personal service used to be at Palisadro Pharmacy, south of Cedar Tree Restaurant off Highway 44 on Deschutes Road.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. Our guest is Jim Reed, running for the 2nd Congressional District. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Find us walk-in Tobacco Emporium, Humidor, in the North State. Espresso Joe's for the coffee that you want, and a place next door where you can go in with Wi-Fi, drink your coffee, you know, work on your computer. Joe and Shelley support this community. That's Tobacco and Brew, not just a tobacco store. Okay, going
back. We're
taking
your emails. Go to Linda at KCNR1460.com if you have a question for our guest, Jim Reed. He's running for Congress, like Carl said. We just were talking about an email. Somebody had emailed about, would you consider pulling out the troops in South Korea and Germany in order to help the national debt? And your answer was yes, knowing what you know now. So that goes to the next question, which is about our borders and how many people feel that when we talk about the national debt, there's a lot of money that's going out of the country with, let's say, illegal aliens, and a lot here in California that's going with our borders being open and the drop babies that are happening, and how hospitals are shutting down because of the incredible cost of taking care of people who aren't even legal citizens. How do you feel about that?
Okay. First of all, this is an issue that I have sort of mixed feelings about. For instance, right now, with this very high unemployment rate, not only in the nation, but particularly in the 2nd Congressional District, it's between 15 and 20%, depending on which county you're in. I hate to think that there are illegal immigrants that are taking jobs away from people who are now unemployed that could be having those jobs.
But so, you know that that's happening.
Oh, there's no doubt that it's happening, and that's wrong. On the other hand, if you'd asked me this question 5 years ago, and 5 years ago my view was, gee, we have all these people that have come in illegally, particularly in California, and do jobs in California that nobody else wants to do, and our economy would be severely damaged if these illegal immigrants weren't doing that work, my view would have been a little bit different. So you can see I'm sort of have contrary views on this subject.
Do you believe in closing the borders?
Well, truly, they're supposed to be closed now.
Do you believe in enforcing those closures?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And particularly in a period like right now.
Okay.
So that's where you call yourself, I would say, a moderate Democrat, because that, I mean, we have to save our ship, and we are a country. And so I'm glad to hear that, Jim.
Okay. One of the questions, too, that comes up is, you know, now it's starting to work its way around, is amnesty for illegals. I mean, we can call them anything you want, but they're here illegally. They're costing us billions of dollars a year, and it's taken away from infrastructure, it's taken away from education, it's taken away from health care. The amnesty plan, which I have no idea what it is, you know, Bush floated one and was, you know, slapped down for it. What is your thought on that? Do you have some thoughts on some kind of amnesty plan for people that are here illegal?
Well, here's what I'm thinking on that subject. First of all, periodically the government does amnesty, and if you've got a illegal immigrant family living in the United States on a long term, you've got the children that were raised from day one through high school. They're truly Americans just like anybody else. It's sort of unfair to think that, you know, once the parents are found to be illegal, that the family goes back to whatever country they came from. So, again, this is I have some difficulty with this question because I sympathize with the people that have been here on a long term, have contributed to society. You know, illegal immigrants pay taxes.
But from what all the statistics I've seen is the amount that most illegals pay is not what they take back out of the system. And as far as them taking jobs people don't want, I think if you take a look at the kind of jobs that illegals have, much of it's in the construction industry, which I think a lot of people would like to have. Okay, there may be some jobs out there, but you know, we're not just talking about ones from Honduras that walk up here and pick cabbages. We're talking about people getting into the from all different nations that are coming in here and taking high tech jobs. Also, and I mean, there's a wide variety of this.
Well, I don't see that as quite as much of a problem maybe as you do, because the enforcement is through the employer in that case. They've got to verify that their employees are legal, or else they're committing a crime. Where you see a lot of illegal immigrants working that are going to go under the radar is, for instance, in long-term health care for the elderly. The family hires somebody who's illegal, pays them cash, and the problem is there truly is not enough people in the United States under most circumstances to fill those kind of positions.
Well, you know, I remember a program, and we're going to move on to health care here in a second. I remember a program where they could bring people across the border, that the employers would take care of them. This was back in the 60s. Cesar Chavez was one of those that even supported that. You know, then they'd work here for so many months, taking care of them, and then they'd go back. That seems to have gone by the wayside through unions.
And just to take your side on that issue for a moment, which I agree with, is when you have legal immigrants come into the country, the United States does a very poor job of then following up on them. If they have to leave at a certain point of time,
right.
Where do you find them?
Well, that's true. And I know that people that do it legally to come in here, it's burdensome, especially since 9/11. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jimmy, you're on KCNR.
Hi, Carl. Hey, yeah, real quick, I've been doing construction up here for 20 years, and I have seen, in the last 6 years, I've seen hundreds of illegal aliens working up here, and it's going on right now with our terrible economy. And, you know, a lot of people say that these illegal aliens pay taxes. One of the loopholes that they do, and I'm going to make this short, is when they fill out their W-2, they say they have like six dependents, and they take out barely or no taxes, and that's how they get around that.
And then they don't file anyway then at the end, right?
Apparently so. Yeah. Because one guy said he had a 22-year-old kid come in and say he had eight kids.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'll let you go.
Okay, Jim. Thanks a lot for the phone call. And you know, it's, you know, we could go on about this, and I'm sure there'll be some questions today at noon. We're at Tobacco and Brew when Jim Reed walks into the town hall meeting today. And by the way, if everybody in all of our town hall meetings is entirely civil, and as everybody understands, you're our guest there.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I know, but people are going to ask questions, and you're going to. But let's go to move into health care right now. You're worried about the deficits,
right?
You know, so we may have to move troops out of strategic areas. This new health care plan, which I'm still not too sure what it is, maybe you can, you know, like me, what the Democrats are doing, but trillions or just hundreds of billions that we've got to find a way to pay for.
Well, you know, if we're talking the Senate bill, and I think that's what's going to pass, we're actually looking at within a few years the surplus being paid down with this health care plan. And so, the estimates of how much this is going to cost are all over the map. But the best estimates do, in fact, show that within 4 or 5 years, the cost of this program will actually result in a reduction of I said surplus, but I meant deficit.
Okay. I'm thinking about what the CBO is saying, and they're not sure because, you know, I think there's some smoke and mirrors going on here. They pulled out $220 billion for the doctors that they're going to have to put back in there. All of a sudden, from what I understand, and I could be wrong because I don't think anybody's really seen the final version of this, is that college scholarships have been added to it?
Well, here's, you know, there's all kind of things that are in there. And one of the things I observed in the sort of the debate and the fact that the public was watching this debate before both the Senate and Congress, there was sort of a general consensus of the population. We need to do something about health care and health care costs. But as soon as the Senate got down to trying to get past the filibuster and needed that last 59th and 60th vote, and Bill Nelson of Nebraska got all this, we'll call it benefits or pork for this.
Let's call it what it was. It was a bribe.
It was exactly.
It was a bribe to a United States senator who took it.
I agree. That's exactly what it was. And I think that was the thing that sort of turned the population from being supportive of the bill to being against the bill. And so here's the way I see this playing out. I think the Senate bill will pass. And I think there will be a reconciliation that won't do a lot, but get rid of these unfair costs, such as what went to the state of Nebraska by what you call the bribe.
I don't know what else you could call it. I mean, they took his vote, and he said, okay, I'm going to pay, and Jim, you're going to pay the state of Nebraska, was it Medicaid, for the rent forever? I mean, that's what else can you? Anyway, we've got to take a break. We've got to take a break. Okay, it's a, you know, potato, potato. We've got to take a break here, and we come back, we're going to finish up. I've got a couple more questions, but we're not finished today. You know, Jim is walking into Tobacco and Brew to answer your questions for our town hall meeting. We always have a full house there. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Be phone to say, sorry you didn't get the job. The other shop was $700 cheaper. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He had been a customer for many years, and we want our customers to be customers for life. I could hear the disappointment in his voice. He had placed his trust in us for all these years, and now we were charging him too much. I can't believe they have all the damage listed, I said. Look at the estimate and see if they caught the buckle in the roof. There's nothing about the roof, he said. Did they catch the impact on the wheel? There's nothing about a wheel. If the wheel is damaged and you have a buckle in the roof, it indicates possible frame damage. There's nothing, he said. It's easy to write a cheap repair, give excuses later. We prefer a complete repair. When can I get an appointment, he said. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, so much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest is Jim Reed, Democrat Congressional District 2 challenger. Okay, see if we can hear this. We're trying to open up the infamous...
At a recent town hall meeting in Redding, California, a man stood up and declared...
And I want to say that I'm a proud right-wing terrorist.
Shockingly, Republican Congressman Wally Herger responded,
Amen, God bless you. There's a great America.
MSN.
Now, do you actually believe that the man that stood up, when he said that, he actually meant that?
Well, he said some more things besides just what you heard a minute ago. He said some kind of what I would call crazy things.
Well,
and it's the kind of crazy things that a right-wing terrorist might say.
Well, knowing that gentleman and knowing who he is, that and he realizes that those probably aren't the right words, but
this, tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, that he was basing that on things that have been said by Janet Neapolitano. I mean, if we want to talk about crazy things that are being said, you know, veterans coming back or potential terrorists and people that support, you know, choice. Or not choice, but are pro-life, could be potential terrorists. And I mean, we've got to put, what I'm saying here is, let's put it all in a context. Now, however, your card seems to have generated a lot of interest.
Well, there's a lot of people that liked it and a lot of people that didn't like it.
Yeah.
But either way, it's good news for me because it gets the buzz going. Mm-hmm. And I think you heard that the Daily Kos, which is a blog, picked that up on the very first day we mailed it out and put a link to YouTube so you could hear the whole thing on the card. And there were 7,000 hits just over the weekend. So the card kind of took on a life of its own. You know, the Record Searchlight ran a top right-hand front page story on it. Channel 7 interviewed me, and Channel 12 interviewed me all in one, you know, all in one day. Things got really busy. And that's helpful because, you know, somebody like Wally Herger, who has big corporations that can finance his campaign, have a huge advantage over someone like me. And so if I can get free publicity like we got from this mailer, it's just all the better.
Well, I admit it got a lot of attention. You know, personally, you know, and this is just my feeling here, knowing you know the people involved and what happened, I think, of course, it was overblown, especially with Keith Olbermann and his worst person of the week and calling this man, you know, Bert said, everybody knows his name, is calling him the worst person of the week or the day or something like that. I'm thinking, okay, you know, but... the thing is things were said, and the mailer obviously worked, but it was kind of a big thing back then. Okay, we've got a couple minutes here. We're talking Jim Reed. We're talking on fiscal responsibility. But let's go to, you know, and when you say you're a moderate Democrat, Second Amendment, talk to me.
Okay. First of all, I am a strong proponent of the rights under the Second Amendment. I live in Fall River Mills, and... that's a small town where there isn't even any sheriff on duty in the middle of the night. And being an attorney, I've handled cases that weren't always the most popular. And there's some people that I actually fear up there. And so I have a shotgun handy if I need, because if I call 911 in the middle of the night, probably no one will arrive for an hour to an hour and a half. And I think everybody should have the right to protect themselves. But my caveat on that is there are certain people that shouldn't have guns.
Oh, that's true. Nobody, I think, that believes in the Second Amendment believes that all people under any circumstances should have a weapon, but there's plenty of laws out there to prevent that. What about concealed carry?
I think if it's licensed, concealed carry is okay.
Okay. Do you think that the Second Amendment is not just for Shasta County, but it's also for Chicago, and they should have the same rights there?
Yes, but again, I agree with the Supreme Court, the recent Supreme Court decision on this, that you can't completely ban, let's say, handguns, but you can put regulations on them, and certainly there should be more regulations within a big city where the people are living, you know, shoulder to shoulder, as opposed to Shasta County, where your neighbor might be a quarter mile away.
Really? So if I live downtown, Reading, and I have neighbors on both sides of me, I should have a different rule than somebody that lives in Shingletown?
I think so, because there's just an inherent danger living so close together causes.
So does that mean I have a regulation on the type of weapon I have?
To some extent. I don't think there should be any sort of regulation saying some type of weapon is absolutely outlawed.
Well, there are regulations that say you cannot have a 50 caliber weapon here in the state of California, which of course is, you know, or rifles, which that's a rule. But I find it interesting how the Second Amendment says is that I have the right to own a weapon and possess a weapon, and I you know there are people that say, well, you do unless you live in town, but if you just move out of town, you can have another kind of weapon.
We have three emails that just came in.
All right.
Quickly.
Oh, we've only got a couple minutes. You know, we're really enjoying this, Jim.
So we're going to hopefully see you out at Tobacco and Brew today at noon. We've got a couple
minutes left.
Mr. Reed, you say you will be a voice of the people, not the corporations. I have participated in three telephone town hall meetings of Mr. Herger. I have seen him at various gatherings locally and have been able to contact his assistant personally easily. What will you do to facilitate your ability to hear my voice and those you represent?
Well, first of all, again, as I indicated earlier, my belief is we need to, as a congressperson, be representing the people. So that requires us to be able to listen to everybody to know what the people want. And so if I end up living in Washington, D.C., I will try to be back here in the 2nd Congressional District every single weekend. I will have offices in Redding, Chico, and Yuba City where people will be easily able to access my staff, and I will try to have an open door when I am here in the 2nd District.
Okay. Well, we'd like to, well, we're down to a minute or less.
Okay, well, I just have to say that we've gotten some emails about this thing that we just played.
Card
really ticks people off. I mean, if there's anything that there's a firestorm, it's about, you know, and I don't have time.
So come down and see Jim Reed at Tobacco Brew at 12 noon today and join Linda and I. Jim, we really appreciate you being here. This is not like a Democratic stronghold right here, but you've come in and you've given straight answers to my questions, and I appreciate that. Okay, next week we're going to have a number of different types of guests, doctors, lawyers, the business of the year. We're going to have a great time next week. It'll all be on Free Fire Radio's website. This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?